Welcome to this Public Health England podcast on domestic violence. Public Health England have created this series of podcasts to raise awareness of the different aspects of domestic violence and its importance as a public health issue. Each podcast speaker has been asked to talk from their perspective about the issue. We hope this provides a real reflection on the topics and issues and inspires you to find out more.
On the subject of disabled women and domestic violence, this is an issue which has been massively ignored over the years. There has been a paucity of research, except for a few small-scale and very pioneering studies. Then Women's Aid, the main provider of domestic violence services in the UK, conducted the first and only national funded study of disabled women and domestic violence in the UK from 2008 to 2010. It was led by myself from the Centre for Gender and Violence Research in Bristol, together with Ravi Tiara from the University of Warwick, advised by Audrey Mullinder from Ruskin College, and conducted by a mixed team of disabled and non-disabled researchers and advised by a mixed group of disabled and non-disabled advisers. This study confirmed the earlier, smaller studies in finding that disabled women experiencing abuse face discrimination, vulnerability, and hardships from all sides. Our study and the disability equality movement use the social model of disability, understanding that it is the failure of society to provide properly for the needs of disabled people that is truly disabling and not people's individual conditions. It's important to adhere, I would suggest, to the great and on occasion inspiring principle of the Disabled People's Equality Movement, nothing about us without us. And a major finding of ours was that all practice and policy developments, all awareness raising and training on this subject can only be achieved in collaboration with, and if possible, with leadership from disabled women. However, at the moment, the story is one of lacks and gaps, and disabled women facing abuse losing out from all sides. For example, in the domestic violence services, their needs still tend to be marginalised, despite the best of intentions and many refuges and domestic violence services doing their very best to improve. But there's still a long way to go in terms of services which are accessible in all ways, and that means more than just wheelchair accessible. From the disability side, women who have experienced domestic violence are often almost completely overlooked within the services provided by the disability equality movement and other disability services. So disabled women who have been abused face a kind of double jeopardy. As regards the domestic violence which disabled women face, this can be from personal assistants and carers, and our research has produced some ideas and recommendations and pointers about that. But most often it is from carers who are also partners. Now, while it's important to say that many relationships between disabled women and partner stroke carers are, of course, not violent, those that are abusive are often distressing in the extreme. Disabled women describe abuse experiences that are complex, very serious, and sometimes prolonged over long periods, and may differ from those of non-disabled women because abuse is so closely linked often to their impairments. The abuser may use the impairment as part and parcel of the abuse. So abused disabled women are often in a situation of greater vulnerability and isolation, especially if they need their abuser to get them help if they need help. They often can become almost invisible within service provision. They're often severely marginalised within the wider society and often facing restrictions on any possible exit route from the violence because of the absence of support services and other opportunities, and because they may not be able to get away on their own. For example, if their home has been adapted, how can they leave it? Or if they are dependent on their abuser, their carer abuser. Often disabled abused women may also experience intense emotional impacts on their self, on their sense of self, because of the violence they have experienced, and often systematic degradation by their abuser, very often linked to their impairments, being left stranded on the stairs, for example, having food thrown at you on the floor when you've been pushed onto the floor, having your wheelchair moved to the side just as you were about to sit in it. We uncovered some very upsetting examples of such systematic degradation, including sexual abuse. So, abused disabled women may face multiple serious and prolonged abuse, coupled with increased vulnerability, neglect, and isolation. There is evidence that disabled women may be raped at a rate twice that of non-disabled women, and also disabled women will experience domestic violence in general at an increased rate vis-a-vis non-disabled women, but the services are sparse. So, we're looking at a situation of increased and complex violence, i.e. more abuse experienced by disabled women, coupled with less services. In fact, services that are pretty much minimal. So disabled women lose out from all sides. Our research came up with strategies for action and recommendations, and these are available from Women's Aid nationally, who also have mounted a campaign on the issue. We also produced a book, which some may find helpful. And in general, what all of this is saying is to ask all relevant agencies that have abused disabled women coming to them for help to take on the issue, rather than perhaps just ignoring it, as tends to happen, to consult these and other documents, to develop policies, to provide training where possible delivered by disabled women, to put in some resources, and to try and move forward on the issue so that finally in the 21st century, disabled women facing intimate personal abuse can begin to get their needs met.
If the topics discussed in this podcast have raised issues for you personally or a friend, help and advice is available 24 hours a day through the Free Phone Domestic Violence Helpline on 0808 2000 247. That's 0808 2000 247. Thank you for listening.